Hello and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Today we're discussing the ban on porn sites in India and whether it's needed and even possible to ban pornography. Now, the Uttarakhand High Court recently instructed the government to revive its ban on over 800 porn sites. In 2015, 800 porn sites had been banned, but then that decision was taken back. Now, the Uttarakhand High Court ordered this after a gang rape took place in a school in Dehradun, where it was revealed that the class 12 boys had actually watched pornography before committing the crime and raping a 16-year-old girl. While many have attacked the ban, others have said it's not possible to ban porn. This has also sparked a very big debate that's taking place in many places across the world on whether porn fuels violence against women and children. And another fun fact before we start the show is that after the United States and the United Kingdom, India is ranked number 3 in the consumption of online porn. Well, first up, let's go across to our guest who's joining us from Varanasi, Suresh Shukla, an IIT engineer, a chemical engineer, and someone who is a part of the PIL against pornography. In fact, you're the one who actually identified the sites, the 827 sites that had to be banned after the center claimed in the Supreme Court that it's not possible to ban pornographic websites. So tell us, Suresh, why do you feel so strongly about this? How did you join this case?
Hello, Gargi. I'll start with putting the things in perspective. See, you have to watch this issue as a holistic issue. Just few days back, I had been watching NDTV Youth Quick program on NDTV Hindi channel, and Rajasthan University girls were being interviewed. Now, one of the girls brilliantly replied that their agenda for election is number one, women's safety, number two, education, number three, employment, job, number four, equal status for the gender, so gender equality. Now, let us just have a look at how porn is affecting all four of them, one by one. To start with the women's safety, I would like to quote a data which is finding from another democracy, South Korea. Their ministry took pains to measure the effect of pornography on people. They found out was, since the porn came to their country, rapes of women increased by more than 2 times. And rapes of minor women increased by, minor girls increased by more than 5 times. Now, a wise person learns from others' mistakes, and that's the way we should take it. Okay, there's some due diligence in why I accept this data as normal, or maybe would I also apply to India if the situation is not checked, that just to say the NCRB data, which says that 90% of the rapes are happen by someone who knows the victim, right, and only 10% by the ones who do not know. And surprisingly, the similar pattern of India also replicated in UK, which means a democracy can be compared to a democracy by a fair means, plus minus 5%, and we are roughly the same.
All right, Mr. Shukla, I get your point that pornography encourages rape and increases violence against women and children. But do you think it's even possible to ban pornography? 800 sites are banned, but there are many, many others and many videos being shared as well.
Can I just complete the second, third and fourth
implication? Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Now, coming to the education part of it, this is where it stuck the Uttarakhand High Court most. That girls were raped within school premises by class fellows. Girls are being raped sometimes by staff. We have come to hear the cases all the way, West Bengal, Delhi, Bangalore, last year, so many cases. And a specific case where 3.5-year-old girl was handled within the school bus. Now, look at the concern of mothers and fathers. Girls are not safe on the way to school, within the school, even on the return journey. So what are we talking about? Would the girls' education be affected or not?
Do you think it's pornography that is triggering this? Isn't it more of our societal problems? And we need, you know, this is not going to be a solution to this crime against women, just banning porn. There's a lot we have to do, a lot more that needs to be done for women's safety.
The moment I come to my third point, you will realize the immediate connection. Now let's come to the employment part of it. In our survey, as well as in one program where Ravish was showing it on NDTV of Hyderabad, there are two sectors for employment.
organized and unorganized. Within the organized, you all are hearing the Me Too stories coming up daily. And in some stories, you can specifically mark that person was replicating or imitating what he or she he would have seen in a porn video. Just to mark a special case, which will capture or highlight
pornography,
that which is Baba Ram Rahim's case.
Okay,
if you go back to the if we go to the girl's letter, read it again. She says in one line that Baba was copying what he was seeing on the VCR in the same room. So there is a huge angle of imitation. Okay, now coming to the unorganized sector, which is more harsh, which the which Ravish was showing in NDTV. See, imagine the person who gives you salary in an unorganized sector, it doesn't happen online. It doesn't go by check. It happens cash. The person who hands you cash is also sending you adult videos and images on your WhatsApp. This is practical. My own team has verified in Varanasi that the shop ladies who work at shops, jewelry shops, garment shops, factories, they are facing this endemic every day. It hits on the employment side. And now coming to the gender part of it, in pornography, there are more than 100 varieties, out of which only two or three have where women are shown as equal in the act. In all the rest 95, which I'm sure women just turn their face away, they show women just as an object of pleasure. But remember, turning your face away does not hide the problem, because a lot of men are watching it daily. So that
is where I think... All right, Mr. Chitra, lots of points that you've made here. I'd finally like to ask you, I know that you provide anti-porn solutions and filters there in Varanasi. So tell us a bit about that. Do you have many parents, many people coming to you for these anti-porn filters, etc.?
My parental filter app called FilterNet is downloaded across 120 countries. And I have payment. It's a paid app. And it is paid across more than 40 countries. It's considered a very high quality filter across the world. And people write to me that they find it better than a lot of others, which is why the strength I find is that our team is Indian. Our sensitivity is Indian culture. And we judge pornography by Indian standards, our own cultural standards. But somehow it is liked across the world. Parents like it very much.
All right. Well, I'd like to go across to our panelists now. And Dr. Tiwari, first to you. You heard what Mr. Shukla had to say about the reasons that he's also part of this PIL in the Supreme Court against pornography. And he feels it's really, instigating and causing crimes against women and children. What is your opinion on that?
The instance that he did mention about the girl, a 16-year-old girl, I'm very sure that our schools need to have sex education. Okay, what happens is there is no sex education in school, and
which is also very, very problematic and controversial in India.
Adolescents,
every time you talk about sex education,
pick up porn as sex education. Okay, so what is shown in porn sites by friends, by elder brothers, cousins, and whosoever is willing to pass on the knowledge. So they think that what porn is what happens in real life, which also happens in adults, but adolescents are very, very vulnerable population because they're just coming up with a sexual, the hormones are just changing and they are coming up with their sexual desires, and they have no idea how it goes about in a proper direction.
So you think there is a impact that pornography has on children in India?
At adolescent levels, at children, though, I think... we start sex education at the age of 3 to 4. When we teach our girls and boys,
we should start
good touch, bad touch. Mm-hmm. You know where a person should be touched and not touched. So from 3 to 4 years, you have a long time till you reach 18 or 21 or whatever the government thinks is a right age for that. When you become adult, till then, I am very sure your sex education should precede any of these things.
All right, Aisha, you had some point to make. You were listening to Mr. Shukla and when he's talking about banning pornography online.
So I think a few points. Number one, on the execution basis, I don't know what he's doing about the whole VPN debate, right? So if you can't access porn and, you know, they've banned a site, the first thing Pornhub did was to have a different URL. That's one thing. Number two, there are a million sites. Okay, porn is a very large industry. So it's literally impossible to control it. The other argument is a prohibition argument. The minute you ban something, what ends up happening is the Pornhub sites are sites that actually have a lot of legal consent from the women, etc. Okay, and they moderate some of that content.
That may be Pornhub, but other sites that, some would argue that they show a lot of violent porn these
all
days, and that is very problematic.
Absolutely, all of them do. The problem is when you go to the really illegal sites that haven't been looked at, and you're banning these sites that have some level of legal, legal structure. What's happening is people are going to those sites. It's typical. It's a gray market. Plus, you're getting DVDs, okay, where you can't imagine the conditions of these women, etc. Now, I think the debate is not about whether or not you ban porn, okay? So when he was giving an example of South Korea, there are numerous studies. The UK, there's a huge study, the US. So 18 years before, in the 1990s, in the Internet revolution, and then later. Absolutely no impact whatsoever of porn or crime.
It's a controversial thing.
It's a controversial study, and there are millions.
Even
millions.
In the UK, they're trying to study on young
Absolutely.
Boys and students.
Which is why they could
the
never actually
is.
End up banning. Now, what they
but
did in Russia.
Nobody can make a real correlation.
Absolutely. What they did in Russia is Pornhub said, wait a minute, this ban is not working. So the Russian government and Pornhub said, look, let's do this. You actually have the right type of sexual content, okay, that's going on through the social media profiles of these people where you can monitor whether they're 18 above or not. Now, again, do I think there's a narrative of male dominance and violence in a lot of pornography? Absolutely. Do I think that's the reason that people go on and commit crimes against women? Absolutely not. Because through the decades, through the centuries, when there was no internet, the highest amount of crimes in India are places where there's high illiteracy, where there's high unemployment, where there's no gender equality. The Economist recently showed that women, that the number of women in the workforce are not there. You've got no rape laws in this country.
Right, so you're saying it's like alcohol. Like you
absolutely.
Can't blame alcohol for the crime.
Listen,
it's the person
the way,
already has.
Absolutely. And,
know,
the, and Giuliani and the drug,
the,
Giuliani and the drug laws
the
and the drug war in New York, you know, Giuliani and the New York government didn't say, hey guys, stop watching Narcos. They actually increased employment, said,
okay.
Hello, cocaine is bad for you. You stop killing people. You know, my kid doesn't watch Spider-Man and then go take a hammer to his teacher's head, right?
Right.
I mean,
well,
there's Tom and
I'd
Jerry.
I'd like to get Amod Kant in here as a former cop and somebody who's running an NGO that, has a lot of young children. You've taken a lot of young children. What is your opinion on this issue?
See, I think it's almost omnipresent. It's everywhere. Everywhere you can find so-called pornography, so-called erotic
yes.
literature, erotic material.
Erotic literature is different, but we're
no,
talking
I'm
about
saying,
pornography.
No, I'm trying to
yes.
define. I'll come
okay.
to the law straightway. I'll come to the law straightway because you're talking about the banning part of it. The gentleman
yes,
there,
yes, the banning.
Mr. Shukla, is trying to say whatever he has. See, as enforcement officer, long service, as you know, I have
yes.
seen this thing happening all over. And as someone, who looks after children through Prayas and other organizations, I find that children everywhere, children in the schools, children on the street, children anywhere, the youthful people, these are the kind of people in whom the curiosity for any kind of sex is there, curiosity is there. And that curiosity really brings them into a situation where if something is available, they see it and they enjoy it or they perhaps get addicted to it and something happens to them which may be harmful, which may not be harmful. You get the point. So that's the position that the literature or the material or the video or the internet or everything else is all over. All over means all over. And then there is today, while you hold a mobile or while you are on the internet, you can just see it and there is
yes,
no problem.
Yes, I think the mobile phone has been a big
enabler
in watching
pornography. I'll just finish. Your accessibility to the material or the literature is always there. That is one point. Second is banning, because your discussion appears to be banning part of it. Now, let me tell you that India has got one of the most oldest laws, 292 Indian Penal Code, 293 Indian Penal Code, as you know. It talks about completely banning obscenity in any form. It talks about outrageous things. Anything which really disturbs your morality or disturbs your sense of sense, which is where anything ethical or moral is concerned, and it has always been considered to be something immoral, something wrong, you know, and that's why the law has it. One doesn't know, it's nearly a century that the law has been there. Now, the issue is that despite that law, we had to create something called POXO, you know, being working for children in a big way. And, you know, I was the team leader for the so-called that famous national study on child abuse. You must have heard about it.
Yes.
2007, in which we examined 8,400 young adults and the children. And then it was found that nearly 52% of children were sexually abused also. And nearly 80% of children had knowledge about these kinds of things that I am talking about. And that particular study led to this POXO, as you call it, the Protection of Children Against Sexual Offences Act. And the POXO has very clear, very, very stringent provision, as you know, very stringent provisions. Then, of course, Information Technology Act, it has very elaborate, very, very elaborate and very stringent provisions. Now, the provisions about any kind of publication, any kind of dissemination, any kind of use, any kind of circulation, whether it's through internet or otherwise, the punishment can vary from 2 years
yes,
to life.
Yes, child pornography.
2 years to life.
That is absolutely
in some of them. In some of them, if the pornography combines with any kind of crime, for example, any kind of crime, the punishment can go up to life. So the point I am trying to make, ma'am, that pornography is banned.
It is already banned.
That is one position.
Section 67 of the IT Act has existed
always. Very stringent. Now the other point is that, but let us think from the other angle. The other angle is that we have got soft porno, we have got hard porno. Mm. If the pornography or the pornographic
but private
material,
consumption of pornography
that's
is,
correct.
Is all right.
That's correct. That's another point. That's another point. And the correlation that you mentioned, Mr. Shukla was talking about again about banning it. See, the correlation between pornography, any kind of pornography, let's say not soft or hard, whatever, has not been really found. Let
not
me inform you. It has not been established in major part of the studies carried
that's
out
true. Even
globally.
In many countries. Anecdotal evidence, I suppose, and, even FBI found
no,
that but some
actually,
cases
no, but
and a lot
us,
of the perpetrators and rapists had watched porn.
See.
They admitted
also,
to watching
also
porn.
But
they didn't
point.
Mean
no,
that
you're absolutely
watching.
Right. You're absolutely right. And we have to take other factors into consideration. For example, South Korea, there was a lot more unemployment in the recent times, right? There was a lot more crime generally.
Correct.
So we are
just
well,
a small point.
You know?
Yes. Whether you ban it or not, whether you find it whatever it is, I mean, law is not the solution. I can see it now. Despite being law enforcement, former law enforcement officer, I am making a very firm statement. Law exactly is not the solution. But the fact remains that pornography can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Pornography, particularly those kind of youngsters, those kind of
and
children.
And let's face it, repressed society
yes,
like ours,
see,
where
if they get
sex before marriage is frowned upon and not...
They waste the children and the youth,
recipe for disaster
particularly
sometimes,
the children
repressed
and
men
youth
watching porn.
Out of curiosity, out of desire to kind of titillate or erotic kind of situations which are created around them, they may be harmed in terms of addiction, in terms of wastage of time, in terms of certain kind of ideas, some
all
very
right.
fantastic
well, I'd like
ideas
to get
coming
Meera
to mind.
In now on this issue. So, Meera, lots has been said on this issue of banning porn, whether it's even possible to ban and whether it's correct or not. Or like Aisha was making the point that banning a few sites, these 827 sites, is actually sending people into other darker spaces in this world of pornography.
The first thing that needs to be stated is that there is a very clear difference between media that is sexually explicit
yeah.
and media that is degrading to women.
That's correct.
Right?
Very true.
And the only thing that I am in favor of banning is images, videos, media that is degrading, that shows women as inferior, that would in any event not even require a particular exception, because to my mind it would fall in the category of hate speech.
Correct.
It
but
is hate speech against
that
a particular gender.
Meera, because isn't all
one
pornography,
second.
It has this endless,
narrative
of dominant male,
yeah.
submissive woman,
and
you know, creating
to,
this sort
to
of
to
negative
well,
mindset
well,
against
there
women.
Well, there I differ, because to my mind, that needs to be restricted. And when we talk about India being a repressed society, I don't think the solution lies in saying, well, we are a repressed society, and therefore, you know, maybe this is better for us. The solution is to
sure.
unrepress. The solution is to
yeah.
show that sex is normal, that women enjoying sex is normal. They don't need to be porn stars or prostitutes in order to enjoy sex, because that's the message that's being given out.
Right,
now.
Absolutely. That's men, what I'd ask Mr. Shukla. This is not a solution, it's a band-aid.
And they assume that it's only a certain kind of woman who likes that kind of
correct.
Thing. And they divide women in their heads into those who are, you know, mother, sister, devi, etc., and women who can be raped. You're creating a rapeable class of women by
absolutely.
Perpetuating this narrative of, you know, inferior women and
okay.
only bad
fact,
women who enjoy
Hub,
sex. So you need
according
to
the Pornhub statistics,
no, you need to, you
30%
need
of the Indians who are watching are women
you need
and
to send
70%
the message that sex is healthy.
Sure.
You need to send the message that women enjoy sex as much as men, but they enjoy it on equal terms, and that's the only way things can change. We
like Dr. Tiwari was talking earlier
that
about sex
education
and saying
education.
That that is something that needs
as to Mr.
Right.
Khan's point,
yeah.
the only there's only one thing I'd like to say. Nothing tickles a child's curiosity more than when it is taken
forbidden
away from
fruit.
Them.
It's just forbidden
it
fruit.
It is forbidden
okay,
fruit.
Mr. Biju?
And I think we need to be wary of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think adding to what she said also, it's very, very important. There's a lot of pornography that's based on sexual consent. Okay? That helps a lot of people.
But how much?
Children have to be a class apart.
Absolutely.
Like the women they talked about, children have to be a class apart. I mean, they can be degraded. They can be misused.
Who's speaking? We will just come back to you. We'll just go across to Mr. Biju.
Nobody is disagreeing on children.
All right, Mr. Biju, your opinion on this issue. And you believe that we need to ban porn, and maybe right now we have 827 sites that are banned. Yes, go ahead.
I just adopt one sentence from your introductory paragraph. The verdict of the Uttarakhand High Court, a constitutional court of the country, gone through the entire series of incidents, gone through the facts of the case, and highly relied the report of the investigation officer.
Hmm.
The accused children who deposed that because of going through or watching this pornography, we stimulated or something provoked and we raped. And this is a report from the investigation officer, number one. Number two, Gargi, you might have heard about Shobha's story from Kerala. Her husband filed a divorce case because somebody who misguided him that this porno video is your wife's. And about yes.
Yes.
About
yes,
10
I
years.
Remember this.
Yes.
But
10
this
years.
Is something
10 years. About 10 years we
yes.
fought for proving this.
All
and
right.
Why? We, the people, and DTV discussing this. Therefore, which means something is growing up in the society which is having the adverse effect. So, doctor said something that sexual education, I really agree with that point.
Hmm.
But the extremely important point, Mr. Abbas said that, which pornography is dangerous. So everybody agreeing that whoever opposing ban
because actually,
or agreeing that
Dehradun
it is dangerous.
Just adding to your point about the Dehradun school case, before
yeah.
that also in Dehradun there was another case in which very young children raped another young child, you know,
yes,
the 8-year-old after, and the rapists were all between 9 to
so
14.
After all, what
so
I want to say,
then we had the case of Gudiya in
the
complete
ban,
you know, 2013, in which two men, they watched a porn video on their phone,
the
and then they picked
children,
up a 5-year-old child.
The rapes of children.
And let's not forget, December 16th, the Nirbhaya gang rape took place there.
We
well,
agree one
it
thing
said
that
the men were drinking and watching porn before they
see porn becomes dangerous. Porn becomes dangerous when no other measure has existed till the child is 12, 13, 14, 9 or 10. If you have sex education, if you haven't seen domestic violence, if you have a narrative of education, then porn won't become dangerous. I mean, it's as simple as that. Because people themselves, because of their value systems and because of agenda
but
narrative...
But effective regulation
let me,
must be there.
I'd like
effective
to get in Pranesh here. Pranesh Prakash joining us from Bengaluru. Go ahead. What is your opinion on this porn ban? Currently, 827 sites are banned. And as we've been discussing here, it's something that's not even possible to ban pornography. And, you know, do we need to be looking at other measures or increasing this ban and in bringing in more websites in it?
I think there are a few distinct issues at hand here. One is the question of whether such a ban is legal under Indian law and whether the Uttarakhand High Court, actually had the powers to engage in such banning. Second is the question of whether there's any kind of linkage between pornography and violence against women, or pornography and child sexual abuse. And thirdly is the question of what do we do with non-consensual filming? Now, on the first count, actually the section that provides the government the powers to block websites in India, Section 69 of the IT Act, does not provide obscenity or morality as a ground for blocking of websites. So blocking by the government of pornography websites actually is not legal in India. And indeed, there is a string of Supreme Court cases that says that you can't ban material just because children might be able to view it. And this is in a case involving newspapers. Second, the Uttarakhand High Court, in the first paragraph of its judgment, talks about how they heard at the bar, that is from lawyers, that the case, a case of rape, had involved pornography. They did not institute any separate inquiry on that front, and there was no investigation at all. Indeed, the
I think the police said that the students had confessed. The students had confessed that they watched
again, there was
pornography.
No linkage shown in the case. It's just rumors that the court proceeded on the basis of. Secondly, on the question of linkage between pornography and violence against women, in India, there's only one peer-reviewed study that I could find that looked at the National Crime Report's statistics. And this is from a study from Nirmal Hansen in 2014. And it showed that with increase in access to the internet, with which came increased access to pornography, there was no increase in violence against women that they could find.
But against children, they saw
various sections of the IPC. Mm-hmm. So there doesn't seem to be any such linkage, and multiple studies in different countries across the globe show that there's only a tenuous linkage between pornography, even violent pornography, and actual violence against women. Now, when it comes to child sexual abuse, what we should actually be focusing on is not the idea of child porn. What we should be focusing on is actual abuse. So blocking child pornography does not suffice. Indeed, people from Europol, when they came to India and held a lecture on this topic, they said how they had difficulty getting Indian officials, Indian police officials involved in actually cracking down against child sexual abuse, as opposed to cracking down on child pornography, which is about banning websites. Banning websites won't magically,
right, again, the same issue that we've been discussing,
abuse,
that it's not a solution.
The abused victims. Lastly, on non-consensual, just one last point, on
sure.
non-consensual filming of women, the problem there isn't that isn't pornography, the problem is the lack of consent. And for that, we have separate provisions in the IT Act, which are not related to obscenity, but rather related to privacy and lack of consent.
All right, Pranesh, do you think it's a slippery slope to go down and start banning these websites and, you know...
by those who are advocating for a ban on these websites?
Also, even
privacy,
in this...
privacy...
All right, the privacy issue. Before, and I know, Suresh, you have a point to make as well, but before that, I'd like to go across to Radhika, who we haven't spoken to. Radhika Vaz joining us from Mumbai. Radhika, you've been listening to the opinions that everybody's been giving on this banning of porn websites, and what do you feel about it?
Hi, Gargi. Hi, everyone. Obviously, everyone here, to some degree, experts in, you know, whatever they've been talking about. And I completely agree that banning something isn't going to change anyone's behavior, especially in this particular situation. The truth of the matter is a lot of women watch porn. I watch porn, and the only thing I've been inspired to do is, to be honest, is masturbate. I don't think I've ever been inspired to go out and harm anyone. I've watched many movies. I watched, you know, sacred games. I wasn't inspired to pick up a gun and go shooting anybody. Now, I think the bigger issue is, we have to trust people to do what they're going to do, because you can't watch your kids all the time anyway. And porn is the least of it. Now, I get that we don't want situations where children are being used in pornographic movies, and we don't want abuse of women in pornographic movies. We don't want that kind of thing. None of us do. But banning the websites, I don't see how that's going to help anyone, especially, like I said, because a lot of people are using this type of thing very innocently, just for their own pleasure.
All right, Radhika, that's okay, interesting. And I don't know how many women will admit to watching porn, but do you think pornography actually normalizes violent sex? That's
how many men, and how many men would, I mean,
and the way women are portrayed, more submissive, the men are shown as more dominant, and especially in a society like ours, just to have that narrative in many of the porn films that are available. And we were talking about that earlier, whether we can have healthier porn and safer porn, but I don't know if that's really going to be possible.
And also, like, my mother's a counselor and I speak to a lot of counselors all the time. And one of the things they were saying is young Indian boys watching porn actually gives them a very misplaced sense of what their own body should look like. Because these are, you're looking at something that clearly maybe is not yours to have. And that can create its own levels of anger and frustration. So there are many different things that we want to protect our children from. And having an honest conversation with them is probably a better way to go.
Also, I think
so we're agreed that basically the problem is of children, getting access or getting exposed to pornography. A lot of points have been made. Yeah. Like, Suresh has been wanting to come back and answer some of the issues that have been raised here. Yes, Suresh, go ahead. You wanted to, counter some of the arguments here.
I don't want to spend too much energy in countering because we are entering the second leg of conversation. And I would like to take up on the inside truth of what Uttarakhand High Court did. See, Section 67 validity, nobody questioned here. And just one minor side note, UK Parliament just this October declared pornography as public health crisis. Anyone can go and download the report. No further arguments on it. Coming back to, what has happened, understand it sequentially. The law has existed since 2009. Now, UPA did not block it. Then since 2014, again, the NDA did not block it. But going to the real reason why Nirbhaya was happening every year, some time of the year, we had been on the street. Today itself is 16th December.
Yes.
So I think we can be slightly sensitive about the topic that there are a lot of victims out there. Coming to three portions of pornography, I see it as consensual, where the actors or participants have given consent. Number two, I hugely differ about this website which changed its name from .com to .in. I have personally verified that any Tom, Dick and Harry can upload a rape video anytime. It's not verified and published instantly, followed by, so that is non-consensual, includes upskirt videos and n number of nuisance, followed by third variety, which is even severe, rape and gang rape list. I have personally written to Prime Minister, given a list of top 10 sites which show rape videos, gang rape videos, even non-consensual. He has not responded. He's my MP, Member of Parliament. So my direct speak
from Varanasi, of course.
He's MP.
From Varanasi. Now coming to the law enforcement. Let's finish off. Why the government is not doing it? Actually, government is not doing it. If we do the fine printing of the same Uttarakhand High Court,
See,
on 27th, they pass an order, please block it. On 11th, read the order of 11th. On 11th, they say, you have not taken a single action. We will issue a contempt of court that you are not obeying the High Court. And when they threat with arrest warrant, then only government comes up and bans the minimum that they could do. And now that one domain has changed its name, it has taken them 2 months of inaction and it has not been blocked.
And there are still 200,000. Look at the point,
what is happening.
Sites.
See, there are, when teens consume pornography, they consume it like mad. Data pack sales goes high, telcos make huge amount of profit. I have calculated and roughly it comes to like 2 kharab rupees.
This is how much he could actually
yes,
say.
All right. Calculated. 70% of traffic of India is pornography. We can't laugh about it. It's a very, very serious topic.
No, of course. India is number 3 in consuming porn. Yes.
See, and a small token in party fund silences any party like anything.
Well, I don't have anyone from the party really to counter this point that you're making, but all right.
I'm not taking a specific party.
Yeah, I hardly think this is a political issue, guys.
Right. Yes, Radhika, what did you want to say? You don't buy into Mr. Suresh Shukla's
No, I just want to say, I don't think this is a No, look, I think what these gentlemen, and it's interestingly, it's always men who want to ban porn and then we women are busy trying to fight for everyone's rights to watch it. I'm just saying that I don't think it's a political thing. We're trying to protect children. It's not about one government or another government. I just feel like that's
okay, all right, well, let's go back to the panelists. Dr. Tiwari, one point, you know, we've been talking about how parents need to counsel children and, you know, prevent them from watching porn. And but then that would apply to people like us, people in cities and, you know, families like us. What about in other, you know, segments of society where parents have no clue what the kids are watching on mobiles?
Okay, so let's come back to this violence. I believe that there is a need to kind of segregate a bit about sex and about violence in any form, whether violence is sexual, physical, emotional, verbal.
What Meera was saying, healthy attitude kind of to sex.
Not just any, but we should also, just to add to that, we need to because issues are getting a bit confused here. Violent production where actors are abused is one thing, and that is, I mean, in any case, there are laws against that.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
But what we are also talking about, where I said it should come under hate speech, is where the representation is violent, where it shows women enjoying being degraded, that kind of thing.
Okay, so coming back to what I was saying is that when we talk about violence, okay, the violence actually comes from your genes. Your violent tendencies for any person comes from your genes, comes from your parenting, comes from, if you have seen your father.
Okay, I suppose that would be a whole other discussion and maybe won't agree with the genes as part of it.
But that is
you're saying that pornography is not causing this violence.
It may be a trigger, but your violent tendencies will be there.
Yes, that's the point I was making about alcohol.
We
can't say alcohol is
answering your question. And answering your question that parents in affluent societies can do the...
Can still try and be a little more aware.
Cutting off and...
monitoring what their children are watching,
and
having those conversations,
filters and everything. In rural sets, what are you going to do?
Yes.
We don't even know where the kid is getting his pornography quota from.
They don't have smartphones.
They don't have smartphone. They'll get someone else's
smartphone.
Everybody
has smartphones
like
these days.
You know,
that's the
community
other thing.
Viewing.
Listen, I don't think there's any debate between any of us on the kind of narratives that we disagree with in terms of the kind of porn that shouldn't be watched.
Yes.
I think there's a different question. The question is there a huge link between this and increased crime? Multiple studies.
Yes.
See, I agree that in the land of Kama Sutra, it cannot be stopped or banned. Agree. Hmm. But Section 292 of IPC and concerned sections of IT Act are required and necessary amendments are required so that it can be controlled and regulated.
So you are in favor of more regulation?
You know, I think blaming pornography for violence in society is literally blaming the symptom and not the root.
Cause.
We have violence in society because our society is unequal and treats women as inferior. That's
no
the only
laws.
Reason we have violence
guys,
in society.
There are no rape
pornography
laws. No
is
education.
Not the reason for that.
Ma'am, you were talking about sex education and stuff. We had sex education. I had sex education in my school. But the even if we have sex education, teachers skip those parts which are important to us because they are embarrassed to teach.
Extremely important point.
And that reflects your society.
Extremely important.
So that is what I say.
So it's not sex education.
That we need to separate the sex from violence and focus on sex because that's a natural phenomena. If your teachers, your whoever is taking your education, sex education part, is
the teachers
not
need to be
exactly
trained clearly.
You can't blame sex education for that because what she's describing is not sex education at all.
Yeah,
yes,
so the
you
teachers
should get
clearly
someone
need to
who's
be
more
trained.
Comfortable in answering your questions.
Yes,
Gargi, what we're best at doing
let's
in this country. What we're
and also, sir, what was talking about that Indian culture and like it is ethical or not ethical. It is pornography is judged according to Indian culture when... he was talking about these things. So when India is a land of Kama Sutra and it is our culture then. And
it is everybody's culture. There is sex, no culture without sex.
India has more than a billion people clearly having sex. It doesn't come without sex.
We're the highest growing population in the world.
There is sex in our country.
It's not immaculate conception, yeah.
I want to ask from Suresh, sir. You are telling that we are banning the porn. But if you are banning the porn, that means you are violating the human rights.
Oh
what
my God!
What to see?
Violating. Okay, Suresh, a question. A
point.
Young man here feels your
point.
In fact, I have
point.
In fact, I have to say that after the state assembly losses for the government, some people on Twitter even blame that on the porn ban. Many people are tweeting, "Well, this is what happens when you ban porn." But anyway,
should be
Suresh, please go ahead. What is
so
your answer to that human rights
it.
Point that is raised here?
Can I answer?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll mention one specific case who accompanied us in the Supreme Court PIL. She was victim of revenge porn, and after divorce, her ex-husband uploaded all the honeymoon videos, and for 5 years, from pillar to post, three thanes from Kanpur, Bombay, Delhi, she ran pillar to post, and some here or there would keep uploading, re-uploading with a new name, new hashtag and something, and finally she had to change job every time her colleague find out about her and etc. See, it's not a human right.
Suresh, that's a different point. That's obviously completely illegal. One moment. Suresh, what the young man was saying is about human rights, our right to watch porn.
When I said,
you know,
he
we should
not
change
have a human right to watch
non-consensual
porn. That's what I said. That's what I said in the beginning. Porn means many things. Let's specify what we're talking about.
Yes. No, so we're talking about the porn ban and whether it's something that is...
Yeah, but let's specify, because porn can include revenge porn. Porn can include the
well,
kind
revenge
that...
Revenge porn is obviously wrong.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
That's not what we're talking about.
Let's be very clear in our terminology.
Suresh, the point the young man was making, you're a part of this PIL in the Supreme Court that's asked for porn to be banned. And so far, 827 sites have been banned, and you're the one who actually made that list. But he's saying that, why interfere with my right to watch porn?
Yes.
Nobody's interfering with his right to. Let me explain a new scenario.
No.
Let me explain
you
a new scenario.
Watch. No problem.
Yeah, you are actually.
The point is, I myself have started a hashtag.
I find it very odd.
Adult access to consensual porn.
Can I just say something?
And what does it mean? What does it mean is, that consenting adults, see, not every adult wants to watch it. That's a myth. Not every adult wants to watch porn. Only few of them.
That's what Radhika wants to make a point. Let's go across to Radhika. Yes, go ahead, Radhika.
Gargi, if we change the name of porn to corn,
I feel like my
which
question
is what this government will do. We're fine. We call it corn and we change the name of women to no men.
Corn to corn.
No
well,
women.
Anyway,
no men.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Radhika. Let Radhika just speak. Sorry, Radhika. From there, from Bombay.
No, I was just wondering, no, don't apologize. I was just wondering, you know, what is the basis on which these 823 sites were even selected? Who is making up their minds on what people should be watching, shouldn't be watching?
Yes.
What is good for me is not good for him, but what he may like, I may hate. What this gentleman may approve of as a sexually all right, for whatever he thinks is okay in terms of sexuality, I may find despicable. So I don't believe that 825 sites randomly
correct.
Picked by some person or group of guys is right or wrong. That's
well, actually,
ridiculous.
That list was made by Suresh when the government tried to argue that they can't actually ban porn sites. But and I believe Suresh's list has grown even bigger now. It's 200,000 websites.
200,000. Listen, if Suresh is selling this filter,
or 2,000, maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
Obviously, you don't think porn is bad.
Just clarify.
He's selling the filter.
It's free of cost.
It's a business.
It's free of cost and it's NGO.
If he's selling the filter, then
you don't have
to
pay for it.
That's a good point.
Don't have to pay for it.
Okay, you don't have to pay for it.
We should think about this.
All right, well, time for us to slip into a short break. We'll come back with final comments and a few more questions from the audience here. Time for a break. Be back with more. Welcome back. Well, we're talking about the ban on porn sites currently in India after the Uttarakhand High Court asked the government to reinstate the 2015 ban on various porn sites. And a lot of talk and a lot of debate has taken place. And I think one thing that we have all agreed on is we need more sex education in this country, that porn doesn't necessarily fuel violence. We need to do a lot more within society to, you know, tackle this issue of violence against women and children. I'd like to get in some more questions here. Yes, go ahead.
With a disclaimer that I personally discourage pornography, but still, if the pornography is a right of someone, then why shouldn't we, as elders or whoever our parents are, like give an awareness to those children or to those teens who are watching such things, that those technologies also have parental control from which they can be taught what is good and what is wrong.
All right. I think that that also has, is a point that has been made about, you know, parental control.
After the ban, counseling. Pornhub offered to work alongside the government to, you know, ban or put a filter.
Absolutely.
A filter. But the government declined. And after that, the president of Pornhub also released a statement that it's the system that's not able to function, and Absolutely. They are blaming the sites for it.
Absolutely.
So it's a shame on the government. A person who's sitting at such a high level, yeah, he's the vice president of Pornhub. He's like blaming the entire government, and you can't say anything about it because you don't have any justification.
And they were willing to work with the government against various sites. Mm. Yes, Ankit here, who's actually worked on the case.
So that's what happened in Russia. Pornhub worked with the Russian government to make sure there were proper filters.
But for that, you need to have
people have to understand that these global sites like Pornhub, they actually have legal conditions in terms of what they can wear. So they don't have this kind of...
I need 2 minutes to clear this issue. Actually, we are not sure about is there any relationship between rape and pornography, right? So I would like suggest to all of you to go through the
Uttarakhand High Court on the basis of the evidence only.
Yeah, he's also worked on the case in the Supreme Court.
I have been a part of Suresh's team on the whole issue. So I would like to suggest to go through the report of Diana Russell, who is a renowned sociologist of United Kingdom. He developed a model of rape and pornography cause model. There are 4 steps for every rape. Especially I would like to discuss the case of the minors. So someone has to desire to rape a minor child. So where from where it comes? It comes from pornography, of the child pornography that is available.
And that available. Is something that is illegal in
and
this
the
country.
Level, it,
and the second
level, it is internal
can
inhibitions.
Say.
So when he thinks that it's right, it's wrong, when it continuously watches,
again, that
it's,
negative
it's
messaging.
Okay. It's okay. There are a lot of people doing these things. So then it comes to social inhibitions. When it comes to him, social inhibitions, there are like of the law and order. So he's okay to do that and does whatever he wants, right? So and the last point that comes is how to overpower the victim. So rape porn is available. They learn from there how to hold the hand, how to tape them, and how to do. So these are the 4 steps. And
All
I
right.
have right now I'm working on this issue, and I have a list of several cases.
All right. Okay. So final word, Dr. Tiwari.
Somebody will go to a manual for rape.
I say, okay. Final comments. Why don't you make your final comments? And I'd like to go to each of the. Go ahead.
So I think it's not like if somebody wants to look up rape and how to rape, right? And they go to a revenge rape porn site, then I think there's a fundamental problem with where they're already at in terms of violence and a narrative, right? We're talking about a drop in the ocean. We're all against hate crimes. We're all against violence. But the point is, banning it, okay, is going to make no difference. A, because executionally, like I said, you can go through various things. B, you're pushing people into gray areas, okay, which
All
is
right.
much worse content. And last thing I'd say is that nowhere in this discussion, nowhere is the government making proper steps to ensure the future of women in this country and safety. And all they'll do
all
is,
right.
like
Dr.
I said, change
Tiwari,
the name of porn to corn. That's
yes.
what's going to happen.
Okay. All right, Dr. Tiwari.
So,
yes.
When
Just
you
quickly,
asked
last
about the rural areas, the sex education has to come from parents first, whether it's urban or rural areas.
Yeah.
If your schools are not in rural areas, maybe you don't have sex educators. As parents, and when you all become parents, remember this, that your kids need to be taught everything.
Correct.
Properly, and what is scientific.
All
not,
right. Mr.
Bijou,
let them go ahead with your final comments.
It's a true fact that number of crimes are there because of pornography and child porn, whatever it is. But getting very, very poor surveillance. Therefore, first is sex education, I agree with the doctor. Second, the appropriate amendments in the required areas of the law, IPC section 292, section 67 of IT Act 2000, and other acts. So what is exactly is required? Pornography can, but to what extent? Suppose AIDS control, or some other pregnancy issues, there are advertisements. Is it pornography? Answer is no. So the definition of pornography has to be accordingly interpreted. And the law accordingly amended.
Yes.
That is what the required.
All right.
No, the law wise, I think the law wise we aren't bad. We have a lot of laws here. The issue is that pornography can't be a good business. It's a bad business. I mean, when you cannot promote this kind of business and you can't make it so pervasive that everybody has access
to
it. That is something which nobody is going to support. It is not very useful thing. It's a very useless and harmful at times also. From that point of view, probably all these sites, lot of sites which are being banned, I have nothing against that. If they have round the clock in the business of promoting pornography, well, I am not for that. Definitely, that's not a good thing to happen. There are two things, you know, there is already an alliance at the national level. The Ministry of Women and Child Development, National Commission for Child Rights, they have something, some kind of e-boxes, some complaint center where you can really access, and there's an alliance also.
Well, Amira, quickly last comment.
Two things, Gargi. One, on the law, I do completely disagree that laws such as Section 292 are at all adequate in their current
form. No, IT Act is there, POCSO is there.
No, in their current form, I feel they should be completely scrapped. Our obscenity law talks about morality. It
very subjective.
It's very subjective, and it treats sex as inherently immoral. It's essentially a law against anything sexually explicit, and it has nothing to do with anything that is sexually degrading to women, which is what it should be setting out to ban. All right? So these laws are in any case very regressive. They're based on some sort of Victorian morality, which we should completely. We can go down two paths. See, I mean, I'm not on POCSO because I don't think children are a part of this debate at all.
They are being abused, but nobody is calling for that to not be banned.
Yes, she's right.
Nobody is calling for that. So that's completely
I'm so sorry, but we're completely out of time. But clearly, a lot remains to be said. It's always a very controversial issue.
One last thing, Gargi. We have two ways to go about this. Either we can clamp down on people's agency and autonomy and say, you can't watch this, you can't watch that. But then we've seen where that's got us today. We have a very repressed society that is completely gender unequal. Or we can treat sex as normal, make sexually explicit media freely available, make it no big deal for people to watch.
And that's when people... Thank you. Yes, I think in society we need to fix a lot more. A porn ban is not going to be the answer to violence against women and children. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all. Goodbye.